Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Missoula County authorities say a proposed resolution dealing with the neighborhood feral horse herd in the Miller Creek area is not an attempt to remove the horses altogether. Dozens of people showing up yesterday to express overwhelming support for the horses. But County Chief Administrative Officer Chris Lonsbury says the draft proposal is merely to give landowners a process to follow in removing the horses if they're a problem.
It clarifies their legal status, and then it establishes a county-authorized process for the capture by private landowners when there are conflicts. It requires the involvement of the Department of Livestock to make sure that these are not owned horses, that they don't belong to somebody, so we aren't taking away somebody's private property. And then it provides a lawful pathway for the placement of horses through either nonprofit partnerships, private ownership, or through the Department of Livestock.
Commissioners will continue to take public comment before deciding the issue later on this summer. Democratic nominee for 1st Congressional District, Sam Forstag, announcing he secured the endorsement of former U.S. Senator John Tester. Forstag, a union leader and smoke jumper, shared the news on a video message on his social media account. Tester citing Forstag's rural background and labeled him a fighter who understands Montana values. Forstag expressed pride in the endorsement, noting that voters are ready to send leaders to Washington who will stand up to corporate interests and lower health care and housing costs. He's running off against GOP nominee Aaron Flint, both of them hoping to replace Ryan Zinke, who's stepping down in that Western District. A controversial AI data center proposed for Yellowstone County is the focus of an upcoming community meeting. The Montana Environmental Information Center hosting a public panel discussion next Tuesday to address the latest developments surrounding Quantica's massive 5,100-acre data center near Broadview. Local organizers say the event aims to tackle community concerns regarding resource use and push for greater project transparency. That kicks off at 6 p.m. at the Broadview Community Center.